这是雅安市高2023级第二次诊断性考试英语听力。下面是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment.But we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events. And we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段录音播放两遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音回答第一小题。
Excuse me, is there a bakery nearby?
Yes, can you see the place where some workers are planting flowers? Next to it, you'll see a post office.The bakery is beside it.
Excuse me, is there a bakery nearby?
Yes, can you see the place where some workers are planting flowers? Next to it, you'll see a post office. The bakery is beside it.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
Jack, our client will arrive in 10 minutes. Is everything ready for the meeting?
Yes, let's check the documents on the table once again together.
Jack, our client will arrive in 10 minutes. Is everything ready for the meeting?
Yes, let's check the documents on the table once again together.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic was terrible.
You've been late 3 times this week. Can't you get here on time?
I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic was terrible.
You've been late 3 times this week. Can't you get here on time?
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. I'm terribly sorry that I didn't inform you about the change of the plan in time.
Well, you really should have told me earlier.
I know, and I feel really bad about it.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. I'm terribly sorry that I didn't inform you about the change of the plan in time.
Well, you really should have told me earlier.
I know, and I feel really bad about it.
You need to get to the train station by 8 o'clock. Will you take the bus or ride a bike?
The bus is too slow and cycling is tiring. I'll take a cab.
That's a wise choice. Don't forget to leave early to avoid traffic jams. You need to get to the train station by 8 o'clock. Will you take the bus or ride a bike?
The bus is too slow and cycling is tiring. I'll take a cab.
That's a wise choice. Don't forget to leave early to avoid traffic jams.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间。每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I'm really looking forward to our hiking trip next week, but I'm a bit worried.
Why? What's bothering you?
Well, the mountain weather changes fast. I'm afraid it'll rain. Also, I wonder if we have enough time to get back. But what bothers me most is that the path is quite challenging.
Don't worry. We can leave early for time, train this week to build strength, and check the weather forecast. No need to buy new hiking boots. Yours are fine. And it is unnecessary to bring heavy equipment. Take it easy. You'll make it.
I'm really looking forward to our hiking trip next week, but I'm a bit worried.
Why? What's bothering you?
Well, the mountain weather changes fast. I'm afraid it'll rain. Also, I wonder if we have enough time to get back. But what bothers me most is that the path is quite challenging.
Don't worry. We can leave early for time, train this week to build strength, and check the weather forecast. No need to buy new hiking boots. Yours are fine. And it is unnecessary to bring heavy equipment. Take it easy. You'll make it.
听下面的录音，回答第八和第九小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I've been having some trouble with after-school reading lately.
Don't worry.I recommend a digital reading app called Easy to Read to You. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have. Some people say it is much better than an e-reader, and most books in it are free.
Yeah, although you cannot get access to all the books without limit,
you can enjoy offline voice reading when you are walking. What's more, I think the most important thing is that there are no ads popping up at all, so you won't be disturbed while reading.
That sounds amazing. It covers all my needs. I've been having some trouble with after-school reading lately.
Don't worry. I recommend a digital reading app called Easy to Read to you. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have. Some people say it is much better than an e-reader, and most books in it are free.
Yeah, although you cannot get access to all the books without limit, you can enjoy offline voice reading when you are walking. What's more, I think the most important thing is that there are no ads popping up at all, so you won't be disturbed while reading.
That sounds amazing. It covers all my needs.
Hi, Frank. I heard you're heading to Sydney for a study tour soon. When will you set off?
Well, Sydney time is 3 hours ahead of Beijing time. I'll take off at 6 a.m. on April 10th, Beijing time, and the direct flight lasts 11 hours, so it won't be too late when I arrive.
That's convenient. Will you live in the college dorm during the tour?
I considered the dorm and a downtown apartment, but I finally chose a local family, which is near the study center and public transport.
That's a good choice. When does your study program start?
It begins on April 12th. I'll take courses first, and I plan to explore the coastal scenic area on the first weekend instead of doing a part-time job or attending a cultural lecture.
That's really a well-planned trip. Hope you have a great time. Hi, Frank. I heard you're heading to Sydney for a study tour soon. When will you set off?
Well, Sydney time is 3 hours ahead of Beijing time. I'll take off at 6 a.m. on April 10th, Beijing time, and the direct flight lasts 11 hours, so it won't be too late when I arrive.
That's convenient. Will you live in the college dorm during the tour?
I considered the dorm and a downtown apartment, but I finally chose a local family, which is near the study center and public transport.
That's a good choice. When does your study program start?
It begins on April 12th. I'll take courses first, and I plan to explore the coastal scenic area on the first weekend instead of doing a part-time job or attending a cultural lecture.
That's really a well-planned trip. Hope you have a great time.
Good morning. Welcome to Education Today. Today, we're honored to have Mr. Black, a renowned expert in the field of labor education, to join us.
Good morning, everyone.
We've been hearing a lot about labor education lately. What's the core problem of it we're currently facing?
Although students and parents acknowledge the importance of labor, most students are merely exposed to it through theoretical lectures. They rarely get the opportunity to engage in hands-on work.
I see. So what measures do you suggest schools should take to change the situation?
Schools should shift from theoretical teaching to practical experience. Activities like maintaining the campus garden and participating in cleaning services are essential. These tasks help students truly understand labor.
Some parents remain concerned that labor might distract their children's academic focus. How do you respond to that?
Actually, quite the opposite. When students engage in moderate physical labor, they can relieve their study pressure and foster a sense of responsibility, which will enhance their academic efficiency in turn.
Finally, could you summarize the goal of labor education?
Beyond skills, it aims to help students develop good habits and, most crucially, develop a deep respect for the value of labor.
Good morning. Welcome to Education Today. Today, we're honored to have Mr. Black, a renowned expert in the field of labor education, to join us.
Good morning, everyone.
We've been hearing a lot about labor education lately. What's the core problem of it we're currently facing?
Although students and parents acknowledge the importance of labor, most students are merely exposed to it through theoretical lectures. They rarely get the opportunity to engage in hands-on work.
I see. So what measures do you suggest schools should take to change the situation?
Schools should shift from theoretical teaching to practical experience. Activities like maintaining the campus garden and participating in cleaning services are essential. These tasks help students truly understand labor.
Some parents remain concerned that labor might distract their children's academic focus. How do you respond to that?
Actually, quite the opposite. When students engage in moderate physical labor, they can relieve their study pressure and foster a sense of responsibility, which will enhance their academic efficiency in turn.
Finally, could you summarize the goal of labor education?
Beyond skills, it aims to help students develop good habits and, most crucially, develop a deep respect for the value of labor. Good morning, dear students. I'm the organizer of the School Photography Club, and I'm here to advertise our club and recruit new members. We hold regular photography workshops every Friday afternoon, inviting professional photographers to teach basic shooting skills and picture editing methods. We also organize outdoor shooting activities twice a month, covering city parks and ancient streets nearby. All students who love taking photos are welcome, whether you are a beginner or have rich experience. The only requirement is to attend club activities actively. We will provide equipment. If you want to join us, you can sign up through www.photoclub.com. The application deadline is this Friday. Now, to give you a better understanding of our activities, we will play a video of our previous outdoor shooting trips and club achievements. You can enjoy the wonderful photos and ask questions later. Good morning, dear students. I'm the organizer of the school photography club, and I'm here to advertise our club and recruit new members. We hold regular photography workshops every Friday afternoon, inviting professional photographers to teach basic shooting skills and picture editing methods. We also organize outdoor shooting activities twice a month, covering city parks and ancient streets nearby. All students who love taking photos are welcome, whether you are a beginner or have rich experience. The only requirement is to attend club activities actively. We will provide equipment. If you want to join us, you can sign up through www.photoclub.com. The application deadline is this Friday. Now, to give you a better understanding of our activities, we will play a video of our previous outdoor shooting trips and club achievements. You can enjoy the wonderful photos and ask questions later.